Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Larry Mears. Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey is concerned about what he calls intergenerational poverty, which continues to have an impact on government's welfare department. He says too often individuals who grew up in poor families are themselves poor as adults. Speaking during a presentation of equipment and monetary donations from Packaging Center, Mr. Humphrey said they will be introducing a program to have parent coaches work with families to address these issues.
The numbers in welfare generally are the same. You know, we saw a spike around COVID, and then we saw a lessening post-COVID. I think as the country opens up and more people are working, we're going to see less and less applications. But what concerns me is not the number of persons who are coming for it. It is that, for the most part, we haven't yet found a way to break the cycle of poverty, that intergenerational exchange, so that what you have is maybe less numbers, but from, in many cases, the same families. And that is the work of the government. That is why we've been bringing on other people. Very soon we're going to be bringing on life or parent coaches to help work with families to make sure that when, wherever or whatever is causing those issues, that we can break them at the core. So that, I think, is going to be the bigger work for us during the year.
Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey. The 2024 sugar harvest has hit its target this year. This is according to Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. He says while the sugar industry did meet its target of over 100,000 tons of cane, it surpassed expectations for molasses.
We did reach our target of 110,000 tons of cane, which we had always projected would happen. And we have produced more molasses this year. We were on track with everything that we had planned. You know that the sugar harvest came to an end in June. And now we are doing the details in terms of how much molasses will be available, how much sugar will be available, and how do we go forward in planning for the new year. They've already started the negotiations with the private farmers for the new year, and we are already putting plans in place to increase the amount of acreage of sugar cane we're going to have for next crop.
Mr. Weir also echoed that government would no longer finance the sugar industry, saving them about $30 million.
You are aware that the sugar industry has transitioned to private ownership, and therefore the government, this will be the last year that the government will be providing support in terms of government financing of the sugar industry. We will maintain certain things like the climate mitigation subsidy, which basically is an incentive for farmers to practice good husbandry and increase yields. But over and above that, the government will be out of that space. And the savings to government should be somewhere around, I would say, about $30 million.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir. Local entertainers have been offering support for Junior Monarch finalist Trinity Clark following an alleged incident involving Trinity and a security guard during the Junior Monarch finals. A post circulated claiming that an incident occurred when Trinity attempted to use a particular exit. And now King's Counsel Michael Ashley yesterday confirmed that he's been retained and said that a case may be filed for alleged assault, but declined to go into details. The National Cultural Foundation has since investigated the matter, with reports stating that the incident was portrayed in a completely different light than what was portrayed on social media. Kareen Clark, the mother of Junior Monarch finalist Trinity Clark, speaking on VOB's fireworks program, said that many local artists have been reaching out, offering words of encouragement. Trinity is also a finalist in the Pick of the Crop competition scheduled for next Friday.
Everybody's wanting her to be in the right frame of mind. They want her to don't let this stop her from being at the finals on Friday. Eleanor Rice, the tent manager, supportive Carrie, the reigning monarch called, and so encouraging. And so many people, so many messages, Trinity's DMs flooded, and they just want to, you know, be assured that She is a good John Yard, in his capacity as Pastor John Yard. He has extended an open door to Trinity to come and talk to him for counseling.
Kareen Clark, the mother of Junior Monarch finalist Trinity Clark. Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. Terence Drew, says a national consultation on crime will be held as he called for an end to the murders in that country. Dr. Drew, in a radio and television broadcast, did not give an exact date for the consultation, but said that the island cannot tolerate the willful violence that has resulted in the unacceptable number of homicides over the past two decades, and particularly the loss of life over the past few months and days. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he will send a delegation to Rome for talks aimed at ending Israel's war with Hamas, but took aim at comments by Kamala Harris that she would not be silent about the tragedy in Gaza. The Israeli Prime Minister's comments came yesterday after a visit to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, a day after he discussed ceasefire efforts with U.S. President Joe Biden and Ms. Harris, the Vice President in Washington. And that's the 7:30 edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears.